A blessed Sabbath to all our dear brothers and sisters and those that are coming in the room. And for those that are listening on the phone, blessed Sabbath to all of you and welcome. Hope and pray that the Lord's love will warm your hearts and your home. It's very cold this morning, and we hope that everybody will be able to have the Lord's presence to be able to warm them today. So welcome once more. We will begin our children's study, and we are still reading from Desire of Ages as a Child, Part 3, on this Sabbath, January 4, 2014. We will begin our lesson with opening song, and this is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 through 6 and 11. And it's a song entitled, Trust in the Lord with All Thy Heart. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. My son, despite not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his corrections. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Amen. If anyone of the dear family, boys and girls, mommy or daddy, would like to have opening prayer, can you come up to the mic?
If you all could just kneel and bow your heads for opening prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your precious name. Lord, thank you for waking us up another day and for blessing us with the opportunity to observe another blessed Sabbath, dear Father God, I pray. Lord, please open our eyes and our ears and our hearts, dear Father God, that we may all go receive wondrous things from your word, dear Father God, and from the lesson that will be taught today, dear Father. Please bless everyone who are here today with us. Bless everyone who will participate. Those who are not here, dear Father God, I pray that you will bring them back to our midst soon, dear Father, I pray. Please be with them and guide them, and be with all those who are just willing to hear the word and be with Titi Rose as she deliver your message. Give her the words of wisdom and give us the understanding. In your son's precious name I pray. Amen.
So we will begin our study with opening scripture. It's taken from John chapter 9 verse 4. This is from the King James Version. And it reads, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. This week, boys and girls, we will end our study with part 3 in our lesson, As a Child. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the next verses, bubble up.
Colossians 3:22. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God.
Colossians 3:23. And whatsoever ye do, do heartily, as the Lord, and not unto men. Amen.
That is blessings, everybody. Colossians 3:24. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance for ye serve the Lord Christ.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest.
Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1. Behold my servant, who I uphold my elect, in whom my soul diligent delighted. I have put my spirit upon him, he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles.
Amen. Praise the Lord for all our dear brethren that are participating. It's a pleasure to hear all the little ones and mommies and daddies. Let's continue in our book, Desire of Ages, Chapter 7, and we will be covering pages 73 to 74. If any one of the dear family would like to take the next paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 73. Throughout his life on earth, Jesus was an earnest and constant worker. He expected much, therefore he attended much. After he had entered on his ministry, he said, "I must work the work of him that sent me. What is this day? The night cometh when no man can work." John 9:4. Jesus did not shrink care and responsibility as to do anything who profess to be his followers. It is because they seek to invade this disciple that so many inefficient. Praise the Lord.
Twelve blessings, everyone. In Desire Reaches page 73, they may possess precious and amiable traits, but they are never nerveless and almost useless when difficulties are to be met or obstacles surmounted. The positiveness and energy, the solidity and strength of character manifested in Christ are to be developed in us through the same discipline that he endured, and the grace that he received is for us.
Desire of Ages, page 73. So long as he lived among men, our Savior shared the lot of the poor. He knew by experience their cares and hardships, and he could comfort and encourage all humble workers. Those who have a true conception of the teaching of his life will never feel the distinction must be made between class, that the rich are to be honored above the worthy poor. Taken from Desire of Ages, page 73, paragraph
3.
Amen.
Amen. Good job. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus say after he had entered on his ministry? And how did he handle care and responsibility different from his professed followers? If you know the answer to this question, dear one.
He said, "I must work the work of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh when no man can work." And Jesus did not shirk from the care and responsibility, as do many who profess to be his followers. It is because they seek to evade this discipline that so many are weak and inefficient.
Desire of Ages, page 73. Just carried into his labor, gentleness and tact. Jesus carried into his labor cheerfulness and tact. It requires much patience and spirituality to bring Bible religion into the home life and into the workshop, to bear the strain of worldly business and yet keep the eyes single to the glory of God. This is where Christ was a helper.
Desire of Ages, page 73. He was never so full of worldly cares as to have no time or thought for heavenly things. Often he expressed the gladness of his heart by singing psalms and heavenly songs. Often the dwellers in Nazareth heard his voice raised in praise and thanksgiving to God. He held communion with heaven in song.
Desire Ages, page 73. And his companion complained of weird melody from his lips. His praises seemed to banish the evil angels, and like incense, were carried away from the earthly exile to the heavenly home. Praise the Lord.
Desire of Ages, page 74. Jesus was the fountain of healing mercy for the world, and through all that secluded years at Nazareth, his life flowed out in currents of sympathy and tenderness. The aged and sorrowing and the sin burdened, the children at playing in their innocent joy, and the little creatures of the grove. The patient beasts of burden were all happier for his presence. He whose word of power upheld the world withstood to relieve a wounded bird. There was nothing beneath his notice, nothing to which he disdained to minister. Desires Ages, page 74, paragraph 1. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls. What did Jesus carry into his labor? And what is required to bring into the home life, the workshop, in order to keep the eyes single to the glory of God? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
He carried cheerfulness and tact, and it required much patience and spiritually to bring Bible religion into the home life and into the worship. He bears the strain of worldly business and yet kept his eyes single to the glory of God.
For the dear brethren that are coming in, welcome. We're still reading from Desire Ages, page 74, if the next family would like to take the next paragraph.
Desire of Ages, page 74. Thus, as he grew in wisdom and stature, Jesus increased in favor with God and man. He drew the sympathy of all hearts by showing himself capable of sympathizing with all. The atmosphere of hope and courage that surrounded him made him a blessing in every home. Amen.
Desire of Ages, page 74. And often in the synagogue on the Sabbath day, he was called upon to read the lesson from the prophet, and the heart of the hearer thrilled as a new light shone out from a familiar words of the sacred.
Praise the Lord. Boys and girls, how did Jesus draw the sympathy of all hearts, and what was he called to do in his synagogue on the Sabbath day? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
He drew the sympathy of all hearts by showing himself capable of sympathizing with all, and he was called upon to read the lesson from the prophets, and the hearts of the hearers thrilled as a new light shone out from the familiar words of the sacred text.
So let's learn a beautiful song together, dear ones. The title of the song is called, O Lord, Use Me.
Use me, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We will continue our reading in Desire Ages. We're still in page 74. And just remember, dear ones, the same work that our Savior has worked here on earth, He's still working it through His children.
Yet Jesus shone this place. During all the years of His stay in Nazareth, He made no exhibition of His miraculous power. He sought no high position and assumed no title. His quiet and simple life and even the silence of the scriptures concerning his early years teach an important lesson. The more quiet and simple the life of the child, the more free from artificial excitement and the more in harmony with nature, the more favorable is it to physical and mental vigor and his spiritual strength. Amen.
Happy blessings, everyone. Jesus is our example. There are many who dwell with interest upon the period of his public ministry, while they pass unnoticed the teachings of his early years, but it is in his home life that he is the partner for all children and youth. The Savior condescended to poverty that he might teach how closely we in a humble lot may walk with God.
Desire of Ages, page 74. He lived to please, honor, and glorify his Father in the common things of life. His work began in consecrating the lowly trade of the craftsmen who toil for their daily bread. He was doing God's service just as much when laboring at the carpenter's bench as when working miracles for the multitude.
Desire of Ages, page 74. In every youth who follows Christ's example of faithfulness and obedience in his lowly home may claim those words spoken of him by the Father through the Holy Spirit, "Behold my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, is whom my soul delighteth." Isaiah 42:1. Desire of Ages, page 74, paragraph 4.
Little ones, as you see how the children are doing their chore, just remember that while you're doing the chore and the will of your parents, you also are building character. And as the way that you go about your daily chores or going to school or whatever it is that you do, just remember, your Savior and your Heavenly Father is watching. And as you build strength in harmonizing with what the Lord had placed in your parents' heart to be able to show you on a daily basis, just remember that the Lord is molding, fashioning you to use you in the future for His ministry. So boys and girls, who is our example? And where was Jesus a pattern for us all? If you know the answer to this question, dear one, bubble up.
Jesus, and in His home life, He was a pattern for all children and youth. The Savior condescended to poverty, and he might teach how closely we in a humble lot may walk with God. He lived to please, honor, and glorify his Father in the common things of life.
So let's learn another beautiful song, dear ones. And this one is for all the children and everyone to remember how we can walk with God. The name of the song, it says, I want to be like Jesus. 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 I want eyes to see you, eyes to see you, ears to hear from you, ears to hear from you, feet to follow after you, feet to follow after you. I wanna be just like you, I wanna be just like you, I want to be just like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want to be like Jesus. I want eyes to see you, ears to hear from you, feet to follow after you. I want to be just like you. I want to be just like Jesus. So remember, dear ones, if you want to be like Jesus, you have to be in happy tone of share anytime when your mommy says to do something, or your daddy, or even to help those that cannot help themselves. Just remember, your Father in heaven is watching. Next week, we will begin a new chapter in our lesson book entitled The Passover Visit. So at this moment, we would like to have closing in prayer. If any one of the little ones, mommy or daddy, would like to have closing prayer, come up to the mic.
Our Father, I thank you for this theater's blessing. I thank you for this theater. We wake us up this morning yet learn and get something new in this chat room. Let us be able to keep on understanding what we must learn in order to inherit what is life away from you in our hearts and spirit. Now, forgive us all for our sins, our iniquity, and our oppressive spirits. And let us be able to make our hearts clean and our spirits focused on doing what is right. This is my prayer in these past one. Amen.
Amen. So, dear one, we have come to the ending of our Sabbath lesson. Next Sabbath, we will have Chapter 8, the Passover visit, and that will be held January 11, 2014. Forgive me for the typo. And we have prepared children activities for the children to be able to continue on this blessed day, that they can be able to learn all the words that they have read through the lessons. And we hope and pray that it will have blessed each one. Thank you, dear ones, and have a blessed Sabbath.